The Vatican released its message marking the Muslim month of Ramadan today. Issued by the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, it calls for Christians and Muslims worldwide to work together to promote a culture of peace. Imre McCarthy has this report.
The five-part message written by Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran, the newly appointed head of the Council for Interreligious Dialogue, was issued in over 10 languages this Friday. Addressed to the Church's dear Muslim friends, it marks the feast of Eid al-Fitr, with which the month-long fasting and prayer of Ramadan ends. The message itself focuses on religious freedom, educating for peace, and social solidarity between peoples of different beliefs. In the troubled times we are passing through, it begins, religious freedom must not be reduced to mere freedom of worship. It is one of the essential aspects of freedom of conscience, which is the right of every individual and a cornerstone of human rights. Based on this, the message continues, a culture of peace is possible in which every recourse to violence is rejected, denounced, and refused. Men of religion know that violence, especially terrorism which strikes blindly and claims countless innocent victims, is incapable of resolving conflicts and leads only to a deadly chain of destructive hatred to the detriment of mankind and of societies. Thus, the message continues, as religious believers, it's up to all of us to be educators of peace to ensure increasingly strong social bonds. No individual in the national community should be excluded on the grounds of his or her race, religion, or any other personal characteristic. We are particularly responsible for ensuring that our young people, who will be in charge of tomorrow's world, are formed in this spirit. All instances of incivility must be made use of to remind the young of what is waiting for them in social life. It is the common good of every society and of the entire world which is at stake. In this spirit, concludes the message, the pursuit and intensification of dialogue between Christians and Muslims must be considered important in both educational and cultural dimensions. And all forces mobilized in the service of mankind and humanity so that the younger generations do not become cultural or religious blocks opposed to one another, but genuine brothers and sisters in humanity. I'm Imre McCarthy.